Thank you very much, Peggy. I'm waiting while my presentation is loading. It's okay now. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you, Dorothy, for all the help you provided in preparing this this presentation. I have no conflict of interest to disclose. And I'm speaking on behalf of the Associations of Schools of Public Health. Because, Peggy, it's not the American Schools of Public Health. The A is for associations. No, actually, we had an interesting discussion yesterday at ASPH about that, and Julio Frank was the one who mentioned that among all the American associations of professional schools, you know, medicine, dentistry, and so on, ASPH is the only one not having American in the title. And we want to keep it that way because we want ASPH to be global. ASPH is the association of all the CEF accredited schools of public health. And as you can see, it includes now 49 accredited schools, the blue dots in the US, and several associate members who are in the process of being accredited. And that includes a new school in France and a school in Alberta. The Cuernavaca School of Public Health is already CEF accredited. So we are globalizing. And we do several things, but one of the things we do is to try to really have a common approach to education. So when we decided as a group to develop competencies for global health, we wanted to respond first to a wave, a tsunami of interest into global health, and our schools wanted to really respond to that. We also wanted to promote a systems approach to global health, not only trying to find magic bullets. We wanted to also differentiate global health from international health and link domestic and international issues into a global framework. We wanted to develop competencies for voluntary use. I mean, we have no way to enforce this, nor do we want to. But, you know, let's be clear. When CEF is accrediting schools of public health, CEF is asking the schools to have a competencies-based approach. And so most schools automatically use the ASPH competencies for that. So even though it's voluntarily, it can have, you know, a broad impact on the schools. We had a very active leadership group. Peggy was part of that group. Thanks again, Peggy. And you see the list here of the other members, including our colleagues from Mexico and France, who are part of ASPH. Not sure if anybody else is in the room here. And we decided to develop competencies for global health for master's levels students. And at the beginning, at least, we wanted to do it for students who wanted to specialize in global health. Because, you know, there are two different approaches. Some schools, including us, you know, UNC and Tulane, do not want to have a separate international health program. We really want to integrate international health and domestic health. But some other schools, and that's fine, have a separate track for global health or international health. And we don't want, you know, to have to face this debate. So at the beginning, our idea was to just develop competencies for a specialization in global health. But you will see at the end that something interesting happened. The goal was really to promote a competencies-based approach to global health education. And the first thing we did was to organize at the School of Public Health in Minneapolis a meeting. It was mid-September, almost snowing already 2 years ago. And at that meeting, we had a mix of educators from schools of public health and stakeholders. From the very beginning, we had many colleagues from federal agencies, from NGOs, from for-profit organizations working in the area. So CDC was there, TI was there, Family Health International, John Snow. So we really tried to have a very broad group there. And we asked them to identify domains, broad categories that we should take into account. And it was an interesting discussion, and they identify 7 domains. And as you will see, this is not about trying to find a cure for malaria or a vaccine for dengue. These are very broad domains which they felt everybody in the field should be competent in. Capacity strengthening, building real collaboration and partnering, because we don't want this to be a top-down approach. Ethical reasoning and professional practice, health equity and social justice, program management, social, cultural, and political awareness, and strategic analysis. The good thing about all this is that I had to do nothing as chair of this process, you know, except showing up from time to time. First, Dorothy and the team at the SPH and consultants did all the work, and the participants came up with the domains and then the competencies. So there's nothing there which, you know, is really coming from me or from any single individual in the leadership group. So it's really a very democratic process. So the domains were set, and as you can see, we had this conference. We finalized the list of domains. We identified chair and co-chairs for each domain. And Peggy was chair of one of the domains. And then we had 3 rounds of Delphi to list the competencies within each domain, which were then used to build an integrated model. And then there was a final approval process and vetting period and votes at ASPH. So in total, we had 149 colleagues participating in the process. So it was, you know, a very broad group, and I'm sure many of you in the room have participated. So thank you very much for your help. 70% came from academia, 30% from practice, and 9% were international non-US participants. So we tried to have a very diverse group. And at the beginning, you see here the 7 domains, right? Which proposed earlier. So at the beginning, these 149 participants proposed almost 800 different competencies. 800. Everybody had a chance to propose something, and they were not overlapping. So after the second round of Delphi, it went down by 50%. And you can see that the response rate of the Delphi was quite good, 87%. So 87% of the one who participated in the first round did participate in the second round, and were pruning the list. And then again, at the third round, they pruned again by 50%. So the list went down to 184 competencies. That was used then to build the integrated model of 64 competencies. That was done in great part by the consultants and the staff, looking at overlapping areas. And from there, 38 competencies, non-overlapping, were identified. So we went from 800 to 38 competencies. As you can see, it's from 4 to 8 per domain. So these are really broad, the domain are very broad, and the competencies are broad also. There was then a vetting period. We diffused this very broadly. And then after the vetting period, there was some tweaking, because there was some feedback. And that I read carefully, because I was thinking that's becoming the real thing now. I have to keep a look on this. And the comments were very good until the last minute. Then we had a final discussion during the meeting now, and the competencies will now become official. So this is the end of the democratic part. Now it's done. So a domain, again, it's a very broad cluster of similar competencies. And a competency, as you know, it's a unique set of knowledge and skills for the broad practice of public health. So the way this is going to be used is that if you want to base your teaching and your training on this, you start from the domain. You use the competencies you are proposing, and then you can build yourself sub-competencies. If you feel it's too broad, you can shop that, and that will vary from one school to the other. There's no way this can be uniform. And then for each sub-competency, you can have your learning objectives. So again, it's not compulsory, but the accrediting body will expect you to present something like that. So you can pick another domain. These are not the only set of competencies out there. I mean, GHEC has been building some from schools of medicine, so you could use something different. But I don't think that many schools will want to start from scratch. And so I think this will have quite an impact. So remember that the global health competencies are something to be added to the MPH core competencies. We have not developed a full set of competencies for a completely independent master in global health. Everything is in addition to the competencies for the master's program. Okay? So you will not find, you know, epidemiology and biostatistics and environmental health competencies there, even though it's fundamental, but there is nothing really different about epidemiology for domestic issues and epidemiology for international issues. So our global health competencies have to be added to the MPH. And that's what happened, I think, was quite interesting, because you remember we have these two models. The one, you know, we share, which is to really globalize global health and not having a separate track, and then the model with a separate track. We were supposed to develop competencies for a separate track, but the result at the end was so broad that the result was actually a set of competencies which can, and we believe, I think, should be added to any MPH. So the group, in a very democratic way, created a set of competencies which can also be used for a globalized program. So I think it was really converging. So again, you can use them. You know, this is an example of competency. This one says develop proposal to secure donor and stakeholder support. You can build learning objectives from there, instructional strategies and evaluation methods. So you will find them on the web. You know, again. Unfortunately, too late for comments now, but there will be revisions, not today, because they're just there, but probably in the next couple of years there will be revisions. So don't hesitate to provide any feedback to the Global Health Committee for the future, but please now go there, read them, and use them, because I think it's the result of really a fantastic teamwork. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have time for a little discussion or questions if you have any. I hope this is a participatory session. Yeah.
You mentioned other competencies from physicians and other various groups. How did they get? Were they looked at in relation to the other types of competencies, or this was really a separate process, obviously, focused on both?
They were looked at, but and we invited our colleagues from other groups, GHEC, for example, to participate in the process. But there was no attempt to really have them converging completely, because that was too ambitious. So we seeked a very broad participation but they were done for public health, and they are different from the ones done for medicine or other fields. So it was inclusive, but not converging completely. Yes, absolutely.
Can you
and
tell us how the
feedback was? Oh, very positive. It was approved by the education committee, and I think it was approved by the board yesterday. I need to confess that I had to leave half an hour before that vote for another meeting. So, but I'm pretty sure it was approved by the board. We will know this today. Maybe you can call. So there was absolutely no problem. It was extensively discussed, and I was there for that discussion. So everybody. And this has been presented to the deans many, many times before, so they're completely aware of it. So you will see very soon that it's official. It should be.
So my other question is, some of the departments of global health, where we started with this project for them, which is now broadened, but does ASPH, and Dorothy might want to answer this, have plans to do any tracking? Rollout of the competencies.
So the question is for Dorothy, and the question is ASPH planning to do any tracking of the use of the competencies?
I think that is something that we as an organization are moving toward. It's not something that we've really done very extensively before. There is a movement at ASPH to kind of look at how all the competencies work together and how they're being and that's something that is very much coming up. I think that they are developing those sorts of plans right now.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I know that this is master's level. I just came from another session similarly where they looked at competencies, but they were looking at public health undergraduate level, because there certainly is a ton of interest now for undergraduates in public health, and global health certainly goes along with that. Has there been any thought to rolling out competencies or flowing down from this into an undergraduate level of what universities or colleges should be looking at that undergraduate level for global health competencies?
Not yet for global health, but ASPH is increasingly involved in undergraduate global public health education, and so I'm sure this will be on the list of tasks. At Tulane, it's an exploding program, the undergrad program, and it's a global health program.
Well, thank you very much, and I'd like to congratulate the Association of Schools of Public Health for this really ambitious and successful project.
Thank you.